This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, big convention coming up starting this Friday. Boy, I'll tell you, we'll have some Trumpers in the House. We'll have people that advise the president, has talked to the president, been invited to the president. And, of course, their missions are to address issues related to New California. And we really do appreciate their leadership. We're going to have Agnes Gibney. And we're also going to have Angie Morphine, both angel parents, talking about Sanctuary State and, of course, the loss of their children as a result of that. And also, Margaret Mims, sheriff of Fresno County, will be making an appearance talking about law and order, that sort of thing. So we'll be looking forward to that. But we also have some other special guests, and we'll start spreading the wealth about that information. Chris Street will be there, of course. And we have just some fantastic things happening at the convention. So you can go to the website, which is newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, if you want more information about the website or about the convention. It's all up there, answering a lot of questions just for you. Okay, so what is really truly going on? We're going to be talking about the Oroville Dam. Yes, a little jaunt there yesterday. By the way, no security for you. No security for the dam. Apparently, now we are not totally clear. We're getting very conflicting stories, and I want to tell you, this is the conflicting stories. First, we were told the National Guard was headed towards the Oroville Dam. I'm like going, really? What does that mean? I mean, so these are very reliable sources, I might add. Now, we have none of this so far, other than what I'm I'll give you the facts, because I was actually there up on the dam today, yesterday, and then, you know, secretive visits and that sort of thing. But I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell you about that. Anyway, we had that was one of the stories. Another story was they're not paying their people up there at the dam, so people are walking off the job. And I'm like going, didn't hear anything about that, you know. And I'm sure, you know, see, we don't get responses from, you know, the Department of Water Resources. They just choose to ignore the media for the most part. You can't get any information from them other than what they give you, you know, because, again, they're not accountable to we, the people. Get it? We are their servants. They're not our servants. And, you know, get the F out of here, basically, is what they tell you. That's really the quote. That's really, unfortunately, that is what we get from them, and that's traditionally what we have gotten from them for 50 years. And, you know, those of us who live underneath the dam and have the most to lose if there's a problem with the dam get absolutely slapped down all the time. This is, but you know what? We're not going to take it anymore. But that's another point. So I'm just telling you the series of sequences is what I was told. First is going to be that, you know, people walked off the dam, then they weren't getting paid, then the National Guard, well, I'm sorry, I think it was the National Guard first. National Guard came in first. I'm going, wow, really? So then I go up to the dam, and lo and behold, there's no security. There's no security. I'm like going, wow, there's no security. No security for you. The equipment that was gone, all that stuff was gone. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, there must be something to these stories. You know, wouldn't you naturally, you start getting this information, all of a sudden you realize there's no there. In other words, they're gone. They're absolutely gone. Everything's gone. So what do you think? I mean, obviously you're saying to yourself, shocking, shocking. It looks like we do have an issue. So, of course, we watched this and monitored. We had information from the day before. There wasn't much security either. So lock, stock, and barrel, they're gone. So we don't know what the controversy. We are going to attempt to reach out and get clarity on this. I know that the sheriff up there was quite active, obviously, I think as a response, if you know what I mean, to the situation. Because, you know, here, now listen, employment issue. You know, that's really what it comes down to. Maybe there's bad contract this. Who knows what is going on? But I know that there is going to be a change because there's no one up there. There's got to be. You got to have people up there to protect all that equipment, right? And oh, by the way, the water is getting really close to being up to the top. It's like 889 now, so you only have about another 12 feet for overtopping. And what could possibly go wrong, right? And it's leaking like a sieve, absolutely leaking like a sieve out the plates. And, of course, more information on that. So I'm just saying there's danger. There's danger, Will Rogers, there. But are they caring about it? Anyway, so we've got some more situational awareness things going on with the other side in terms of the Democrats and Republicans and what's happening in Washington. We're going to take the deep dive into looking into some of those items here in just a very short few minutes. The Democrats, there's now a constitutional crisis. I mean, I can't tell you. I'm not. It's ad nauseum. Because, you know, I listen to all these multiple sources and stuff. And sometimes, quite frankly, yesterday, Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. It was absolutely overload. I just hit an overload. And I'm going to, you know, it was a beautiful day here in barbecue and everything. But, and that's kind of odd, isn't it? You know, enjoy life a little bit for a few minutes. Anyway, the whole thing's breaking out. I was hearing from multiple sources because you just have to remember how I get information to me on a daily basis pretty much. So I just kind of dialed it back a little bit. And when I dialed it back, the last thing I was hearing, constitutional crisis. So when I dialed it up later yesterday, it was constitutional crisis. And then this morning when I do show prep, constitutional crisis. And I'm going, really? There's a constitutional crisis? Well, other than the new California thing and the fact California is a rogue state, it's completely unconstitutional. The state is. Yeah, that's the constitutional crisis. See, and again, the epiphany is that is the constitutional crisis. California and what's happening. It's outrageous what's going on. It's a dictatorship out here, monoparty system. We can talk ad nauseum about it, right? I mean, we have. So what is it now where there's a constitutional crisis? Oh, it's Donald Trump. It's all this stuff about in Mueller report. All this stuff is still a constitutional crisis. Do you think this might be a distraction away from California? No. Or the other issues that are, you know, such as what's happening at the border. We're numb to it now. We're norm to it. And, of course, it's hysterical. As you know, we've been talking about the border issue. And in the border issue, we are talking about, how many people will be coming in the next few months. And this morning I heard from one of the news agencies, not the FOX group, there's going to be over 1 million people here just in a very short time, maybe 2 months. He listens to Agenda 21 Radio. Because that's a fact. I mean, just do the numbers yourself on the numbers that are being apprehended at the border. It's overload at the border. You think there's enough things that they need to distract us away from? The border, California? Are they preparing for a civil war? Is that what they want? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Aye, aye, aye.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Well, we have the, it's going to be a fabulous convention, just to kind of let you know. It's going to be a fabulous convention coming up here on Friday. It's Friday, the middle of the month. Unbelievable. It's already the 13th. Monday the 13th, an unlucky day. I don't know. We're wondering if they still have the security guards. A $1.1 billion investment unprotected. Shocking. Agenda 21 Radio Coffee is back in the house. Listen, I have no idea why this happened, but the last 2 days, no Agenda 21 Radio Coffee for you. That you is me, of course. We got some last night. Oh, my God, we made it. We brewed it. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, we're now starting to figure out what's going on here with, I don't know where to go or whether, I've got my schedule here. I'm talking about China this hour, and I'm talking about illegal foreign nationals. I think I'm going to stick with the illegal foreign nationals. I mean, you know what that means, of course. Then we're going to talk about China because that's a big deal. And also the San Francisco PD has been raiding journalists. Right. Journalists. That's just exactly what we want, right? More trouble for journalism. Okay, here's one that I think is a very interesting one that probably, you know, you don't really realize until you understand how this whole thing works with some of the people that are coming here illegally. But another one. Defiant, proud Cuba gay rights activists take to the streets. Uh-huh. Okay, enough of that one. That's quite the visual, by the way. Anyway, I'm sorry. I've kind of... I'm getting a little choked up there. Yeah, you know how it goes. Epic cockfighting bust. 100 officers, choppers, drone, dogs, and horses. And what this has everything to do with crossing the border illegally. The Houston Chronicle. Bust of Karnes County cockfight yields weapons, cash, and arrest. John McCormick. 2 days ago. This is Gillette. This is Gillette, Texas. When about 150 gamblers and blood sports fans gathered in the brush for an illegal cockfight here recently, not even local folks who live close by had a clue. Well, you know, when you're having a cockfight, you hide it. You don't have it out. You hide it. All right. This is the nuts and bolts here. Oh, man. You just can't escape stuff. No cars ever came through here. This is a quote now. I didn't know nothing about it. I know nothing. That was Edward Williams, 52. I'd never heard a thing, who lives about 100 yards from the site of the off FM 887. I guess that must be a road. where the fight was staged. He's 100 yards away. He didn't even see it. I know nothing. Of course, this is a reporter asking him, did you know anything? No, I know nothing. I know nothing. It only was after police cars started rolling in, followed by some startling booms, that Williams realized something heavy was going on. Within minutes, panicked strangers were running out of the brush. I mean, I'm sorry, but you could just see this, right? I mean, of all things that happen in a cockfight. All right. Okay. I don't even think I can get through this. Oh, geez. All right. Within minutes, panicked strangers. I'll try. I'm going to get my radio face on now. Okay, coffee, please. All right. Within minutes, boy, when's a commercial coming up? Within minutes, panicked strangers were running out of the brush, followed shortly by police with tracking hounds. Oh, no. This gets... No, I got to tell you, I glanced at this last night in disbelief. And I said, you know, I got to talk about this. And now I just can't do it with a straight face. But it gets better. A guy jumped up and down by my gate and said, help me. This is what William said. I said, man, you're not going to my house. So he ran on through. I guess he just sort of like ran on through the house. The dogs lost his scent here in the driveway, he said. The well-orchestrated bust of the cockfight in an hour southwest of San Antonio was one of the largest in South Texas in recent years. And listen, you got to have some humor and levity in this whole thing where your country is being illegally invaded right now and no one seems to be wanting to do anything about it. Right? Because, you know, soon we're going to be run over by another million people. You know, a million people in about a month span. That works. I need to throw some hot water on this or cold water on it. No hot water. No, it's a rot. Why did I say hot water? When all the running, chasing, and towing of cars ended long after midnight, police had seized 22 vehicles, 5 handguns, an assault rifle, and $37,002 in cash. Maybe that last two was important. Not to mention a bunch of roosters, the lucky survivors. Roosters. Now, listen to my good friend Reed out there. I know who listens to this show right now. He's the person who takes care of my chickens. I bet you didn't even know I have chickens. I have chickens, and boy, they lay eggs. But they don't live with me. They live with Reed. Just so... Those roosters are his, you know. Karnes County Sheriff Dwayne Villanueva said 32 people were arrested by federal agents on immigration detainers. See, I told you this was an immigration story. Another 32 people, another 28, were booked into the county jail on charges including evading arrest. That's them running through the bushes business. And engaging in organized criminal activity. About 70 others were cited for gambling, a misdemeanor, and allowed to go home, some with their birds. With their birds. I feel we caught about 95% of the participants. A few got away, Villanueva said. It's a state jail felony in Texas for someone to have a rooster involved in a cockfight or to make money off the event. It's a misdemeanor to host a cockfight or train a fighting cock and be a spectator at a cockfight. Well, now we get the details on the cockfight business and the penalties. Says, with advanced intelligence of the illicit cockfight, a team led by sheriff's officers and with about 100 officers from federal, state, and local agencies was deployed outside of Gillette, a rural community in northern Karnes. See, these rural people, they know how to have fights, don't they? When the flashbangs went off. So there's the boom. So they're right in the middle of this cockfight, all of a sudden, boom, boom! Can you imagine? And there's a couple hundred people. And they're out in the middle of nowhere, in brush and everything. And you know, the thing that bothers me, it doesn't bother me, but you think about it, they have like real rattlesnakes in that area. I mean, like real big rattlesnakes in that part of Texas. Well, every part of Texas, I think, is kind of covered. What are you doing sitting out in the brush, watching a cockfight with rattlesnakes all around you? And then the flashbangs go up, boom, boom! Well, here's that commercial that was supposed to save me, but didn't earlier. When the flashbang went off, the exit routes already were blocked, and the police had encircled the area. Those policemen, man, they blow it for everybody. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. No cockfighting for you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We've got some just fantastic stuff happening in New California State, and especially at the convention that's going to be coming up. So you definitely want to make sure you're there at the convention. And that's going to be this Friday. This Friday we're going to be doing all kinds of just unbelievable things. And like I said, we're going to be hearing from Angie Morphine, and we're also going to be hearing from Agnes Gibney. And this is the stories, of course, in regards to the Sanctuary State. Their children were murdered by illegal foreign nationals. And, of course, this is the whole thing about the breakdown of our Article 4, Section 4 Constitution, which, of course, there's two things there, freedom from invasion and also domestic violence. So those are two elements that we're going to be talking about at the convention. So this is all laid out, and it's going to be you can check the website right now at New California State, newcaliforniastate.com, and kind of get an idea of what the itinerary is going to be. We'll have the full itinerary and schedule up posted today, this afternoon, on the New California State website, so make sure you guys get that. And I know we're kind of broadcasting to the general audience right now, but for those of you that are understanding what's going on, it's going to be, this is our fourth constitutional convention, and it's absolutely going to be a barn burner. We anticipate the barn burner thing. Okay, so much for these cockfight things. I mean, this, I'm glad we, you know, I'm really glad the commercial came around. Came a little bit too late, though. But I guess I can finish up this whole thing about cockfighting, because this it is really a blood sport, and it's played a lot in, of course, South America, Central America, Mexico. And it says here, this is a great article that they actually put together here about, other than the hysterics about running away and all this other stuff. It says the people who were arrested came from all around South and Central Texas, including Laredo, Austin, Houston, Floresville, Cachula. Now, I've only had just fainted experiences with this business, but there are places in California that this appeals to. And, of course, says Luis Ochoa, who was at a cockfight in Tulare County, bled to death after he was slashed in the leg by one of the birds. This is no joke. So I'll finish up the article. How about that one? So this is part and parcel of what we're talking about. Cultural appeal. This is part of the article. Illegal in all 50 states and U.S. territories, cockfighting still exerts a strong cultural appeal. While it went underground in Texas and southern and western states years ago, it's hardly gone away. In January, more than 300 roosters were seized when police busted a cockfight at north of Houston. Now, by the way, breeding of these cocks is really expensive, and it's very lucrative. Because I know people who do this, you can breed them and then sell them. There's nothing, I don't know why that isn't a nexus. In Texas, it's illegal to have them. I know that, it's illegal to have them, I guess, if they got the spurs on and all the other stuff going on. You know what I mean? Anyway, in January, more than 300 roosters were seized when police busted a cockfight, blah, 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 blah. It says, it's still quite common, said Katie Jarl, regional director for Humane Society of the United States. Well, I'm not too thrilled with them. Which wants to make it a felony to participate or watch a cockfight. That's just not going to happen. Honestly, strong laws are a good deterrent, but we hear from law enforcement all across the state that it's still operating in Texas. It's operating everywhere where you can hide it. Just to let you know, it is. I don't like it. I am opposed to cockfighting. Absolutely. I think it's not good for the birds, and I don't think it's really good for humans either. It's really a blood sport. I'm not into the blood sport things, like bullfighting, cockfighting, that sort of thing. It's all about the male fighting, isn't it? It says, over the decades, Texas lawmakers have raised some of the penalties. In 2011, they made it illegal to breed fighting roosters or attend a cockfight. See, this is what I'm saying. My experience was before 2011, by the way. I'm not really familiar with what they're doing. I did happen to go by a location. I'm not going to tell you which town it is, by the way. It's just Floria. In which I did see that one of the residences was still breeding them. That was just a couple of weeks ago, actually. That's why I find this very, very strange, and I'm reading about this article, and I went by that house. Anyway, it says the bill made it a felony to participate in a cockfight, but it's still not a felony to be a spectator. And law enforcement tell us that when they show up at the scene of a cockfight, everyone drops their birds and says, "I was just watching." Hey, drop your birds. Cockfighting also can be dangerous for humans. Now listen to this. In 2012, masked gunmen shot up a cockfight in LeBlanc, in the Rio Grande Valley. 3 men were killed and 8 injured. Police also found 20 dead roosters. Wow. What's that mean? Bring your gun to a cockfight? That same year, a participant in a cockfight held north of the Texas community at Athens was shot and killed after a fight broke out. That must be a fight amongst humans. And in a bizarre accidental death that occurred a year earlier at a cockfight in California, Jose Luis Ochoa, who was at a cockfight in Tulare County, bled to death after he was slashed in the leg by one of the birds, which was wearing a sharp steel gaff. Ochoa was dead when he arrived at the hospital 2 hours later. Bled out. Well, the moral of the story is don't be gored by the steel shaft of that cockfight business, if you know what I mean. This is what I'm saying. Illegal immigration plays a role because a lot of people are illegal immigrants. About at least a third of the people that were at this place in Gillette were, of course, active illegal immigrants. So that is a problem, right? You can say it's a problem. You can absolutely say it's a problem. Now, you have other problems that are developed from all the this. And, of course, we talk about diseases. Now we're talking about cockfighting. But the biggest problem that we're seeing right now with the whole business of immigration is just the massive numbers, and we're getting swarmed again. I'm going to try and get you some numbers. I don't think I'm going to get. I don't think I have the numbers for you right now, but I'll be getting them for you about the total number of busts and so on. It's well over 100,000. I know for the last month, 150,000. I think it was for last month. We're getting similar types of numbers that are going to be taking it up above that 150. Now, keep in mind when we talk about these numbers of arrests and so on, they're arrests. So if you got 150,000 people that are arrested at the border, then how you got at least triple that number, double triple that number. So you're 300, 350. So let's talk about this. You could be at 450,000 people right now, just in the last month that have come across the border. Either, and of course, all these people are claiming asylum, so they're here, right? The 150, and then what if you have another 300 on top of that? That are out there running through the bushes, being bussed in, trucked in, so on. That's a 500,000 people already. It's not a far-fetched stretch to think that in the next one-month period, you're going to see this number fast approaching 1 million, and then exceeding that in the following month, per month. Yet nothing is happening. Now, the president's blaming the Dems. The Dems are blaming him. The judicial system's crooked and corrupt. At some point, somebody has to put the thumb down and say, enough is enough. We've got to save the country. And we're getting to that point. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, cockfighting and illegal foreign nationals. Sorry, I make my notes as I go here on certain things. That, you know, the thinking in advance is just absolutely... Doris Day died. Big time star, a real class act, Doris Day. And this just came up. So this is obviously a farewell to Doris Day. Dead at 97, Hollywood legend passes away from her pneumonia after 80-year career. Que sera, sera. This came out 157. This came out on the East, or I'm sorry, in Europe. That's why I'm looking at the thing. It says May 13th, 1:57 p.m. It's not. I know. Listen, it's still, and on the East Coast, it's still, you know, 12:46. Wait a minute, we're not even there yet. So updated May 13th, 2:44. Okay, the actress was starred in several hit films and had a hit song with Que Sera, Sera. Yeah, we're going to get to that soon. Actress Doris Day died at age 97 of career. Okay. The death of Hollywood icon, who is best known for her film work in the late 1950s and 60s, with her hits, Kate, was announced by her foundation today. Yeah. Interesting, I had a conversation about her. Day recently shared an exclusive birthday portrait taken in her honor at her California home. Day appeared in such films as Calamity Jane, Pillow Talk, and Love Me or Leave Me. The Doris Day Foundation confirmed Day died early Monday at her Carmel Valley home. It's kind of interesting. I was stuck in the Carmel Valley with a car problem a couple weeks ago. And I had an interesting conversation with the man who was at the shop who actually knew her very well. And I find it amazing the timing that's going on here that Doris Day is now dead, because he said you should reach out for New California with Doris Day, to Doris Day, and that she's quite the lady. We went on and talked about her. He was very, very fond of her, knew her for a long time. So, Joe was his name, and he said he's going to listen to my show. Anyway, the foundation says, in an email statement, she was surrounded by close friends and had been in excellent physical health for her age until recently contracting a serious case of pneumonia. She was known for her honey-voiced singer, an actress whose film, dramas, musicals, and innocent sex comedies made her a top star in the 1950s and 60s and among the most popular screen actresses in history. Day's lilting voice, wholesome blonde beauty, and ultra-bright smile. Ultra-bright. I think she did toothbrush or toothpaste commercials, actually. That's why they put that in there. Smile brought her a string of hits, first on records, later in Hollywood. She celebrated her 97th birthday on April 3rd. Day was born Mary Ann Kapeloff, and her parents were a musical teacher and a housewife and had dreamed of a dance career. But at age 12, she suffered a crippling accident when a car she was driving in. But this guy who wrote this, I'm having to clean up his English. I feel like Mrs. Gunn again. Accident when car, when the, this is how he writes it. But at age 12, she suffered a crippling accident when car, it's called when a car, I put the A in for you, brother, when a car she was in was hit by a train, and her leg was badly broken. Wow. That's back before crossing guards. She's listening to the radio while recuperating. She began singing along with Ella Fitzgerald, trying to catch the subtle ways she shaded her voice, the casual yet clean way she sang the words. She began her career as a big band singer in 1939. Her popularity increased with her first hit recording of Sentimental Journey. Let's hear some of this stuff. Let's hear what she has to say. This is from, I think, watch the... Hopefully there's no commercials here going on with this. Yeah, there's a commercial. It says, what is this song? It's, you just don't know what you're getting here. Although the picture is quite revealing on the one next to it. So Summertime Delivered. Anyway, here we go.
Fix it up, Kalan. Make it real nice. All it needs is a woman's touch.
A woman's touch.
A woman's touch, a woman's touch. The magic of Aladdin couldn't do as much. She's a wizard, she's a champ, and she doesn't need a lamp. A woman's touch can weave a spell, the kind of hocus pocus that she does so well. With the magic of a broom, you can mesmerize a room. Here and a whisk there and a dustpan for the cinders.
With the rub here and a rub there, you could polish up the winders. Then presto change-o, suddenly the sun comes shining through.
And what does Mr. Sunshine say to you?
I do.
It makes you blink to stop and think.
A woman and a whisk broom can accomplish so darn much. So never underestimate a woman's touch.
So that was Doris Day. In a woman's touch in the movie Calamity Jane. So long, Doris. Big history. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. That's naturally the place for you to be. I'm just saying, it's naturally the place for you to be. And you visit our website there because, you know, of course, we've got the convention coming up, a lot of things going on with the convention, and a lot of great guests. Sheriff Margaret Mims of Sacramento, or excuse me, of Fresno County, will be present. She'll be on the scene, as well as some other people too. So it's going to be a great, great situation. A lot of resolutions are going to be passed. We're going to be moving this whole process of statehood forward by leaps and bounds. And people are starting to like go, whoa, wait a minute, what is going on with this new California business, right? And we're going to let you know what's going on with the new California business. It's really going. It is really, really going. And we want to invite you to the party, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, of course, visit. Just click on the Constitutional Convention business. Also, lodging is becoming quite a problem. We understand, and we're going to be putting some information out on some of the easy ways to get better lodging at reasonable prices. You know, you got to remember, Fresno is just an absolute bevy of goodness. It's a wonderful place. It really, truly is a wonderful place, and we want to invite all of you there because it's just a very welcoming place, and there are so many things that happen in Fresno. It's a very, very proactive town. That in the Clovis area, so all the agriculture that goes on. The Fresno plow was invented there. Gee, what's the Fresno plow, you ask? It's a farm implement where you plow the ground, right? And it was invented there. So many things came out of California, and especially the in the age of I guess you would say the age of discovery for California. You know, when the gold struck and California was formed in the state in 1850, that whole history, that whole process about how California became a state is absolutely fascinating. And so is the way in which West Virginia was formed. That's always a big one, man. And I'll tell you, this stuff is unbelievable. You just open up that little old thing called the Constitution and you look at things like Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, and Article 4, Section 4, and Article 6, and it blows you away. It's the answers to all of our problems. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.